This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Road to Rediscovery is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me ask you something. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? You know, for me growing up, feelings of anxiety, inadequacy, doubt, and even imposter syndrome got in the way of me reaching my goals and reaching my full potential, right? So BetterHelp addresses these and more. It's not a crisis line and it's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't have to ever sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and get this, financial aid is even available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. They mean it. Visit betterhelp.com/roadtorediscovery. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And there's a special offer for our Road to Rediscovery listeners. Get 10% off your first month when you register at betterhelp.com/roadtorediscovery. We're all on this journey of life together, and it sure feels good to know professional help is within our reach with BetterHelp. Again, that's Better, H-E-L-P. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them and to take it to the next level and help others who are struggling through dark times. I hope everyone truly, truly has had an enjoyable, safe, and just fantastic and relaxing holiday season. As we start to emerge on 2022, there's lots of excitement for the year, right? It's like a clean slate. And so I just wish you and yours the best of the holiday season that has passed, as well as the incoming prosperous, healthy new year. All right. So as you know, here on the Road to Rediscovery, we are passionate about giving you quality content in every episode. That's every episode. If you like what you hear on the show and would like to support, just please visit roadtorediscovery.com/support. That is roadtorediscovery.com/support. No obligation. greatly appreciate it. You may even receive a personal shout out. So again, Road to Rediscovery, that's number 2, rediscovery.com/support. All right. Thank you. So now my special guest is a podcaster and business owner. Her show, The Gathering, features entrepreneurs with chronic or autoimmune disorders, where they share how they are inspired to run their own business despite these limitations. Her company, Business Success Unlimited, helps entrepreneurs create a business plan to ensure their success. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Nancy Becker to the show. Hey, Nancy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you coming on. And so, Nancy, let's just start off by sharing with the listeners where you're from and what was life growing up for Nancy?
Oh, boy. I am from this little bitty town in Michigan that's smack dab in the middle of Amish country.
Really? Wow.
So, yeah. So we would be, you know, driving down the road and have to literally stop. There's still a law on the books in Michigan that if your car comes up to an Amish buggy, you have to pull off to the side of the road and dismantle your car.
What? Oh my gosh.
That is still on the books from back in the 1800s.
Sometimes. Okay, okay.
But my husband used to joke about the biggest traffic jam was getting behind a horse and buggy pulling a boat.
Oh, horse and buggy pulling a boat. Yeah.
So needless to say, business was not normal business, was not a regular part of my life growing up. I had my first business as a 12-year-old, and I went from there on to moving into bigger society and going to college and getting an undergraduate, a master's, a PhD, and then moving to just about one of the biggest cities in the country, which was Washington, D.C.
Big city.
And there was business.
Yeah.
And I learned all about running businesses and helping other people figure out how to run theirs as well.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like from very young age, you had a passion for being a business owner. And it also sounds like that passion was equally great for helping others start a business.
It is. You know, it was never really about I'm a business.
Right.
It was about how are we going to get these other people to be businesses?
And I got you.
One of the things I teach my clients is that's a great thing, but that's not really the way you need to think if you want to be a successful business owner. You have to figure out how you can help people, but help yourself as well. Otherwise, you're going to be broke a lot.
Yeah. And it will just be like a labor of love, you know, and very little revenue coming in for sure. So you have the passion for it. I guess that passion fueled the inspiration for starting this business. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been doing this business for over 35 years now. Nice. So it's something that I love dearly.
Oh, fantastic. So we'll get back to the business here in a little bit, but I want to switch or pivot to your podcast, The Gathering. Can you just share for the listeners a little bit of what The Gathering's all about?
Well, actually, the podcast is called Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly.
Oh, Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly.
The Gathering is one of my mastermind programs. Which I'm happy to talk about, but
understood.
Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly is a podcast that shares with business owners the tools and strategies that help them get off their butts and get going. And my niche for this is people with chronic and autoimmune diseases, because it's so hard for any of us to run a business.
But
when you are sick, when you hurt, when you have doctor's appointments that you're juggling and medications that you're taking, and you just want to go back to bed. You know, how do you successfully run a business?
And
that's what the podcast is all about, is sharing with others how to do that.
That is awesome. And so again, it's Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly.
Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly. Yes.
Wonderful. I love the name of that podcast. and I was going to ask you about the pigs, the flying pig reference, like what I saw in your email, you know, but that explains it all for sure. Yeah. So love the name, and I love the message and the premise behind it. So with the clients that you've worked with, Nancy, is a big part of the strategy when it comes to starting a business or any major decision. There's pros and cons, right? And people weigh the reasons why they should start a business, and they weigh the reasons why they should not, or the barriers, right? Is it a matter, am I being too simplistic? Is it a matter of helping them understand the reasons they should, or is it a matter of dispelling their reasons why they should not, or what's holding them back, or is it a combination of the two?
Yes and no. And the reason for that is most of the people that I work with are already established business owners.
Okay.
They have been working, they may have been in corporate, you know, businesses, all sorts of different things, but they understand what it means to be a business person. And then all of a sudden, something like me, 7 years ago, I was in a major car accident. And I went from traveling all over the Midwest, training, standing up for hours, talking to people, all that kind of stuff, to being in a wheelchair and not being able to leave the house.
Oh, my.
Now, I could have just said, that's it. I'm closing my doors and I'm just going to go sit and cry.
Yeah.
And I did that for a while, which is what happens to most people when they find out that they're sick or that there's something, they've got a medical issue.
Right.
But after a while, you come to realize that there's still, in most cases, what somebody has is not life-threatening. There are times when somebody has a disease or cancer or something that becomes incurable. But for most of us, we need to realize that we're not dying. We need to just change our mentality and realize that we might not be able to do something the way we used to.
Right.
But if we figure it out, we can still do it and make it that much better.
Wonderful. That's very insightful for people who are considering starting their own business, as well as those who have started their business and have encountered a setback. So you have been inspired to show other people the light based off your personal experiences in being involved in the car accident. That is absolutely tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. So going back and forth between now your business and your show, have you had some of your clients appear as guests on your show maybe? Or
I have actually, it's fun to actually dig deep in, and we're starting a new segment this year where we're actually going to take some of my clients and some of the people who want to work with me, and we're actually going to do an episode with them, kind of like the television shows, you know, you see that Restaurant Impossible and things like that.
Yeah.
We're actually going to do that in our podcast, where we actually get to work with someone one-on-one and others can listen and, you know, get something from it.
Yeah. Oh man, that is fantastic. Yeah. And that's a pretty in-depth level of involvement for your clients as guests, you know, having that having that that bit of involvement in helping the listeners. So, man, fantastic. So, can you speak a little bit about the tenacity or the resilience of your clients in powering through, you know, a chronic illness or a major setback that could be a barrier, you know, in preventing them from continuing with their business? What type of resilience or tenacity have you encountered your clients as having to power through?
Well, put yourself in their place for a minute. And often the people that have a chronic illness don't look like there's anything wrong. You see me sitting here, you can't tell I'm in a wheelchair. You can't tell that, you know, there's anything wrong with me. Mm-hmm. So when someone is in business and they say, I'm sorry, last minute, I can't, Aubrey, I can't be on your call tonight. I don't feel good. You know, you're going to go, you know, and that makes me feel bad. That makes you frustrated. You're going to double think, do I want to try this again? So there's all those kinds of just very basic self-esteem issues that we go through on top of all the real physical and emotional. You get angry, you get frustrated, you get sad, you know, you want to punch a hole in the wall, you know, why me? And, and all these kinds of things. And you have to step out of that mindset and say, that's their problem. If they don't get it, I'm sorry, but I tell you what's going on up front. You know, I've got medical issues. If I can't be there, I'm sorry.
Right,
you
know, right.
You figure out, and this is where I help the most, is you figure out the tools and the strategies that allow you to automate things, or you find a VA, or, you know, you pivot your business to do something that's more in line with what your body will allow you to do.
Right. I see. Yeah.
I never did podcasts. I never did any of this kind of stuff when I was out traveling around. All the online came after I couldn't get up anymore. And that's what goes through all of us that have chronic issues. We all have, even though we each are unique and have very unique medical problems. Two people with diabetes are not the same. You know, you've each got different things. But the problems and the mental issues that we have are all often very, very similar. So when you can figure out what you have to do to get rid of that particular block, then it's smooth sailing until you come to the next one.
That's right. So the next block or barrier comes up, right? And then you figure it out from there. I got you. Very nice. So let's talk about reflecting on your own business experience. What is a key thing when you reflect on your own personal experience in business and the adversities you've overcome? What is the one key thing that you feel like you've learned about yourself on your journey that has equipped you for helping others? I mean, I know you had the formal schooling and everything, the institution of education and everything, but off your business ownership experience and adversities, what was one key thing that you've learned about yourself that helps you to help others?
You've heard probably, and your listeners have probably heard, because it's all over the social media, pick 1 to 3 words for your words for 2022.
Yeah.
Well, I have a phrase that's, you've got this.
Okay.
And what I have learned is you just keep trying. And right. if something doesn't work, you go to the next thing and the right. next thing, and you listen and you network and you mm-hmm. meet other people and you read and you talk and you just keep going. Mm-hmm. And when you keep going, you've got this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. I love that. You got this. Yep. I mean, three simple words that says so much, right?
Yep.
And when you tell yourself that, I mean, you know, you have that reinforcement that you're giving yourself, you begin to believe it.
Yeah.
You know, and then that is shown outwardly in your effort and your attitude, which are really the only two things that we can control, right? Within yeah, ourselves.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, tremendous. Absolutely wonderful. So now for your clients, outside of the chronic illness, okay, let's just say business related, all the business tasks and deliverables and things that one must do to launch their own business, what are some of the common big challenges that your clients have had in that arena?
I've been talking about this all day today, so it's really an interesting conversation. The couple of the biggest things that I think people have in general is when we start a business, mm-hmm. we're excited. You know, we want everybody to know about it, and we think it's the next best thing to white bread, and you know, tell everybody, and you want everybody, and then you've got all of this going, all this energy, and all this excitement.
Yeah,
you get on Facebook, you get an email address, you design a website.
Yes, yes.
And then you just sit there.
Yep.
Nothing's happening.
Yep.
It's because you haven't mm-hmm. figured out what it is you want to do, mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. it is you want to do it for, mm-hmm. and do those people want what you're offering? They may need it, but right. do they want it?
Do they want it?
And it's difficult to come up with what in general marketing terms is called a customer avatar. Yeah. Okay. Who is your ideal client?
Right.
And I just heard a commercial the other day that just about drove me crazy, because it was a skincare commercial, and their tagline had something to do with, if you've got skin, we can help you. And that's so not true. So not true.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what we think. Yeah, anybody can use what it is I offer.
Yeah.
And to bring them down to reality is difficult. And people fight me and go up against me and go, but and I'm going, no, you but.
Right, you know? Right, right. So whatever business idea that you know, some people have, I guess most people have, who are excited about starting their own business, I guess they're so amped up and excited about starting their own business, whatever product or service it is that they're going to provide, that they think that everyone in the world needs what I have. And I don't need to change a thing about my product or service, because it's perfect the way it is. And everyone's going to they're going to come in droves for it. Right. Yep. And so I guess you have that to contend with in helping them out in the beginning. Is that right?
And even when people have been in business for a while,
yeah,
they really, like I said, I've been doing this for over 35 years. Mm-hmm. I am still wheedling down and tweaking and rewording my tagline.
Oh, yes.
And
oh, yes.
Constantly, you know, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. my main communications tool is LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And I change my little bio tag up at the top of that LinkedIn page at least once a week. because wow. I'm going, does this really make sense? Is this, you know, mm-hmm. do people understand mm-hmm. what it is, and do they want what I have? And
yeah.
well, let's change this word and let's change, you know. So mm-hmm. the fight is in understanding that the more you narrow it down and the more clarity you provide to yourself,
right,
then you can provide that to the people you work with. Because if the people you work with don't understand it, they're not going to hire you, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I guess some of your clients who are really amped up about their product or service, I guess part of that you show them is how to take a step back and you know, have an objective view of what you're providing and being able to, you know, plug holes into it and or not plug holes, but poke holes into it, you know. What about it is wrong that I can help or improve, you know? And that's a hard look for some people because they take so much pride in what their product or service is. And then we're asking them, hey, take that hard look in the mirror at your product or service and, you know, look for areas to make it better. And yeah, is that part of what you have to?
Yeah, it is. And okay. when someone tells you that maybe you don't have everything the way you should have it,
yeah,
there's an emotional wall that comes down that, you know,
yeah.
You don't tell me, you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I've been through. Don't tell me I'm not doing it right. There, yeah, you know, you become antagonistic and it defensive. Just, yeah. And defensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going, okay, let's really just take a step back mm-hmm. and break this down. And we often will do polls, we'll do surveys, we mm-hmm. will have focus groups mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to ask people what they want or do they want. It's like trying to sell air conditioners at the North Pole.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Not going to work real well, is it? But no. Doggone it, I love Alaska. And, yeah. you know, I've sold air conditioners my whole life. So I'm going to yeah. go sell air conditioners in Alaska.
And they're the best air conditioners in the world.
That's right, doggone it.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. And so I would imagine another element, and if you can just speak for the listeners or to the listeners about, you know, what insights do you share with your clients when it comes to empathy, right? Putting themselves in the customer's shoes and thinking about you've heard of the term, the withums, right? So if you can speak to that and the importance of that from a business owner's perspective.
Sure. Well, what's in it for me? You know, right. I mean, I don't particularly, and this is just an example. This is not necessarily the
sure,
truth.
Sure. Right.
I don't particularly care that you've got 10 million clients that are, you know, people right. Listeners who listen in on your podcast. The only reason right. I care about that is that I'm going to get in front of those listeners.
Yeah.
And people yeah. are going to get to know more about Nancy Becker and Business Success Unlimited. That's what matters. Yeah. And so if you're sitting there, I mean, I've got on my vision board that I want to have 500,000 downloads of my podcast within yeah. the next year. <You
know? laughs> Right, right. Well,
you know, if I were interviewing you, you don't care that I've got 500,000 interviews. You know, you want what you want for yourself. So what I tell my clients is that you have to step back. You have to look at what is it that the client wants. And another yes. example I use is the Charmin commercial on television with the mm-hmm. with the Bear family. You know, they love the fact that their toilet paper is soft and smells wonderful, and mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. is it hard on the bum and all that kind of thing. And that's how you have to focus your business. You have to find what it is. And it's not the, I always get this wrong, it's not the benefits of things like, well, we meet twice a month and you have 10 other people in your group and it's a small group. And, you know, those are nice to know.
Yeah.
But what you want to know is that if I come to your group or if I listen to your podcast, mm-hmm. I'm going to learn that it's very important to think from this perspective instead of this perspective. I'm right. going to be able to generate an income even though I've got chronic illness. I'm going to be able to maintain a thriving business by mm-hmm. using such and such tools. Those are the things that the client is looking for. That's what they want. Yes. They don't care that my mastermind program has only 6 people and that it's, right. you know, this and that and the other thing. So, but that again is a very, very difficult thing for people mm-hmm. to take in, inhale yeah. and get, oh, I get it. Once yeah. they do, the world just opens up.
Oh, sure.
But it's, you know, fighting and yes. I don't get it. And
yeah.
so, well, I've tried that and it didn't work. And I have this and, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. And you yeah. go through those arguments and those round yeah. and round discussions until yeah. they finally go, oh, I get it now.
Light bulb comes on. Yeah. Wow. Wow. And in your mind, in your heart, it's worth going through that jungle of defensiveness, debating, to get them to see that light, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Just a little side note that I'm very proud of. I yeah. have just started a certification program as a minister working with the chronic and disabled community.
And oh, wow.
So I'm really, really excited about that because I truly believe that I was sitting there one day in my little hole feeling mm-hmm. sorry for myself. Mm-hmm. And I really felt like I got a slap on the back of the head, you know, the old Gibbs slap. And
I do. Yeah.
I felt like God was telling me, get up and get going. You've yep. got a lot left to do. I want you doing it. And there are a lot of people out there that need it. So when I am mm-hmm. able to take both my values and my mission from that arena mm-hmm. and put it into the business arena and mm-hmm. mesh the two together. Mm-hmm. I really feel that that's so important. And that's a life calling. That's not just having a business.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is a life calling. It is. And it's helping to make the world a better place. So, Nancy, I have to commend you for the ministry that you are now doing. Congratulations, by the way. And I want to commend you for how your body of work, your life's work, is helping make the world a better place, because you're giving people encouragement and empowerment to have their own business, and you're taking them, you're helping them reach and dig deep to realize that they are capable, right? They're capable. They have what it takes, and not to be sidelined by their perceived obstacles, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so thank you for that. And with that, I want to ask, what are some of the things that your clients have said, you know, after, let's say, after this, they've seen the light, after they've applied it to their business, and, you know, after they've received success, and they come back to you, what are some of the things that your clients or past clients have said that that you have provided for them that was a total game changer in how they transform themselves and their business?
I have one client who is really my ideal client, and mm-hmm. I love working with, and it's a husband and wife team, and he's a photographer and she mm-hmm. manages the office. And we've been working together for over 10 years.
Oh,
and in the beginning, for the longest time, mm-hmm. the husband was, I take the pictures. And that was, you know, everything
yeah.
else went to the poor wife, and she and he both had full-time jobs.
mm-hmm.
Well, with COVID, he lost his job and she moved her job home. So she's still working full-time, but gotcha. She's doing it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet twice a month and we sit there and mm-hmm. we work on things. And right now we're working on doing a monthly newsletter and doing all these different specialty photo shoots. They just had a Santa shoot
right.
where they'd had the best year they had ever had. And I'll get these calls at 11 o'clock at night or text messages mm-hmm. saying, I got to talk to you. I got to tell you what happened. I'm so excited. You know, and okay, dear, call me tomorrow.
Yeah. You know? It's the middle of the night. Hello.
But usually I'll send her a text back and say, mm-hmm. oh, that's fantastic. Let me know tomorrow, you know, and I even yeah. give them the encouragement there. But they now, his one goal when they first started out was that he would not have to go to a full-time job any longer. He could mm. devote his whole time to the yeah. photography. He's doing that now. And along with that, and they're actually making money, you know, it's really interesting to see where they can buy things and they're doing this and they're in the black. I'm in the black.
Right.
And, you know, all these kinds of things. And
yeah.
It's so thrilling to see how much they have expanded, and he's actually doing work in the business now, not just taking pictures.
Right. Right.
And it's really a success story, and I am so proud of them. And I was looking at, they had posted some of their pictures on Facebook of the Santa shoot, and I'm going, he has just gotten so good, because in the beginning it was, and I'm not going to tell him that because he's my client, but
right. Yeah.
I'm going to the photographer down the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
and now it's, they have just exploded, and it's, I mean, he's the photographer,
right.
but everything that they've been doing to get the clients in mm-hmm. and to create the contracts and
yep.
everything back office that they're doing, we have done together. And that's what I'm the proudest of, is how often does someone hire a coach or a consultant, they do the work and then they're gone.
Yeah.
And you have no ability to ask them questions or to get responses to things right. you've done. It's just there. It's a hit and run. They're there yeah. and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've worked with these guys for 10 years.
Mm.
And she's, when we now are not in Michigan any longer, but when we were, she was also within an hour's distance from me. She would come and sit at my dining room table, or I would go up and we'd find a spot at the coffee shop where they right. lived or something. And we yeah. would work all day together, finding things for them to do and ways to do it and examples
yeah.
and helping her set up her computer system so that it would accept credit cards and, you know, all of the nitty gritty. And yeah. I'm right there with her. And I think that's important. I think you need to know that you've got someone on your side.
Well, 100%. Couldn't agree more, Nancy. I mean, you know, the job of a coach is not just to coach someone and you know, in doing a, in performing a skill or a task or a talent, you know, it's also to adjust their mindset, right? Because it shows in the work when you have a better outlook or perspective on what you're doing. You know, like you said, the photographer, you know, good at what he does, you know, but now he's like at the next level in what he's producing, and he's not just taking pictures, right? Mm-hmm. So a coach does that. And in order for a coach to be effective, I don't think one coming in and then coaching, then leaving, never to be seen again, is a really effective model, you know? And plus, you've built the equity and the history with your clients, 10 years. I mean, so it's not just you know them personally or on a personal level, but you also know the ins and outs of their business. And if they have a problem or a setback with any facet of their business, they can bring it to you, talk to you about it. And it's not like they have to start over with the conversation of how it all began, because you have been with them along the way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really, excuse me, amazing to be able to communicate with them. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. To communicate with them in such a way, because I do know what's going on.
Yes.
And I know what's going on in their lives as well as in their businesses.
Yes.
They have a family member who's elderly and weren't real sure for a while that she was going to make it. And things were all in upheaval in the business because they couldn't focus on what they were doing because they were worried about the family member. And,
sure.
And I said, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take a step back. You know, you've got things, because I had coached her and taught her how to do it. She now has a month's worth of posts ready to go that just go out automatically.
Beautiful.
She writes her newsletter at the beginning of the month for mm-hmm. the next month.
Yes.
She's got this stuff in place now mm-hmm. so that they can take time off if they need to without yes. worrying about it, because stuff is still going forward.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
So they were able to relax a little bit
mm-hmm.
and worry less about the business and pay more attention to the family member who is hanging on and doing well. And
good.
So,
you know, glad to hear.
That's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't lose a lot of momentum with the business.
Right.
Luckily, it came. Whoa, hello.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. There we go. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
luckily, it came at a time that they weren't really busy.
Yes.
They have busy seasons. They do Easter mm-hmm. eggs and they do Santa Claus and they do,
right.
you know, and now we're in the process of creating a monthly special where they do this month and February mm. Valentine's Day. And so they're having, you know, so they've got all of that so that they know that there's income coming in every month.
Yes.
They've got it planned. But at the time that this was all going on, they were not in that season of busyness.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they really didn't have to worry a lot because they mm-hmm. weren't really busy. Now, okay. you know, now they just can still take pictures and can still do a little bit if they wanted to in that
sure.
kind of time frame, but mm-hmm. they didn't have to worry about the marketing and the all of that other stuff. And that was a big relief to them.
Oh, sure. Sure. No, I bet it was, you know, and it sounds like over time, has their business plan kind of changed or evolved over time?
Yeah. Okay. They started out doing band pictures and a lot of the band as in, you know, rock and roll and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they worked really hard at that for a year and realized that wasn't going anywhere. And so then they changed to something else. And now they've fallen into this niche with the holidays and they do a lot
of
senior pictures, and a lot of fun for them these days is they've started going into adult care centers.
Oh, great.
And taking, you know, taking pictures of the people who are in the nursing homes, and you know, they'll take fancy hats and, you know, the lays and all that kind of stuff, and the people just get so much thrill out of doing all of that because they don't have a whole lot going on in their lives.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this just brings some fun back into their lives for them. And now they found that niche. And that's what we were talking about earlier. You've got to find what you enjoy and what someone else enjoys.
Yes.
They did not enjoy doing, you know, headshots, business stuff. It was just not their thing, but they were doing it because they thought they had to. And the picture showed, if you're not passionate and thrilled about what you're doing, it comes through. And when you look at those the headshots and then this kind of thing where you just smile, it comes out that way. And nobody wants that. So now that he's found who he wants to work with and he can do it and have fun doing it, pictures turn out fantastically. And that's true for any business. You know, you need to find out who you want to work with.
Yeah, you certainly do. And that outlook comes through and shows through, you know, on the output of your work. And of course, like you said, Nancy, trying to figure out, what product or service do I enjoy, but my customers enjoy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the key. That's the key. Right on. So Nancy, how can the listeners learn more about Business Success Unlimited, your company, as well as subscribe to and listen to your podcast, Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly?
Well, my podcast is hosted on Podbean.
Okay.
And it's Flying Pigs podbean.com.
And all right.
That's all you have to do to that. And if you, I'll give your listeners a little tip. If they're businesses and they want to be able to let people know all of their links and they don't want to have to type them in every time.
Right.
There's a little mini tool that's free. Mm-hmm. That's called Linktree.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to have all of your links in one place, and you just put one master link in there, and it takes you to all of your different, you know, my podcast, my business, my group, my freebies, all of that stuff are right there. And my Linktree link is linktr.ee/Nancy Becker.
Nancy Becker, no space, right?
No space. And Becker's range, it's B-E-C-H-E-R.
Gotcha. Fantastic. Nancy, thank you for sharing that. I will make sure that the link to your link tree, which takes you to all different parts of Nancy's world in the podcast, the business, as well as the podcast being hosted on Podbean, pigsfly.podbean.com. flyingpig.podbean.com. Fantastic. Yeah. We will have links in the episode show notes, direct links, so that our listeners can click and just look up more valuable information on Nancy Becker and the great work that you're providing while listening to this awesome conversation. Nancy, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing some insights in your business, how you help clients, as well as your personal experience. I appreciate you opening up about that and how that inspired you to do what you do today. I really appreciate it.
Well, I've really enjoyed it, and talking, I'm going, who am I talking about? How do I know?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, likewise. I appreciate it. And so right now I want to go into a short segment I call Three for the Road. And in Three for the Road, I ask my guests three random yet thought-provoking questions challenging them to answer in five words or less. So what do you say, Nancy? You think you're up for it?
I'll give it a try.
All right. Fantastic.
Great, that's too functioning, but I'll try.
Okay. No, I appreciate you trying. Now, these questions are not cookie cutter. I don't ask the same questions to every guest, okay? A lot of this is based off the background and so forth of my guests and field. All right, question number one for three for the road. What is your foundational advice that you would give someone considering, hasn't yet done it, but considering starting their own business?
Know where you want to go.
Know where you want to go. Love it. Love it. Fantastic. All right. Number two. This one's really random. You are on a deserted island for 3 months. You can have three non-electronic items with you. What are your three items?
The book I'm reading now, which will probably take me 3 months to read.
Yeah.
Oh boy, two more items. Water to drink and fresh water. Fruit.
Fresh
and
fruit.
The third one would be my husband to keep me company.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Love it. Three very wise choices for sure. All right. Number three, topping us off for three for the road. It's a simple fill in the blank. The heart of a business owner.
Should be to be more concerned about the client than about themselves.
Love it. Love it. That says it all. More concerned about the client than themselves. Fantastic. Nancy Becker, thank you once again so much. It's so awesome to have you on the show. I hope we can stay in touch and maybe bring you back on 6 to 8 months down the line and give the listeners an update on any new projects or initiatives going on in Nancy's world.
And I would love to do the same for you. Let's see if we can't make that happen.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, yes, yes. So we will definitely stay in touch without a doubt, without Great. A doubt. Thank you again, Nancy. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. Now, if you have a loved one who seems to be, or a coworker, or an acquaintance who seems to be just kind of drifting along, lost, maybe down and out, upset, or struggling through some very, very dark days of despair, I humbly ask that you please share this show with them. Because on the road to rediscovery, there are two things we want our listeners to know. Number one, you're not alone. And number two, there is always hope. The road to rediscovery, it's a movement, a revolution. And guess what? You are now part of it. We're all roadies on this journey of life, and it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Road to Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Road to Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.